This is Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards. The Senate Judiciary Committee opens hearings today on the nomination of Bill Ann Lee, a California civil rights lawyer, to run the Civil Rights Division at the Justice Department. Republicans are expected to ask Lee what positions he and the Clinton administration will take on affirmative action. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
For nearly two decades, the position of Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights has served as a lightning rod for the liberal-conservative clash on civil rights. When President Reagan sought to promote his civil rights chief, William Bradford Reynolds, to a higher position, Senate Democrats and moderate Republicans balked. When President Bush nominated William Lucas, a black Republican with no civil rights experience, again, the Senate refused to go along. When Bill Clinton became president, he was forced to withdraw his first choice for the civil rights job, Lonnie Guinier. And the man who eventually got the job, Deval Patrick, found himself repeatedly in the eye of a hurricane of controversy. Patrick left his position after the 1996 election, and the job has remained unfilled for nearly 2 years, while the administration tried to find someone who could both carry out its policies and win Senate confirmation. The nod eventually went to Bill Lan Lee, the director of the Western Regional Office of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. The 48-year-old Lee is something of the classic American success story. The son of a Chinese immigrant laundryman, Lee won a full scholarship to Yale, where he graduated magna cum laude, and then went to Columbia Law School, where he also graduated with honors. Since then, Lee has worked almost exclusively for public interest groups promoting the cause of civil rights. Although he's won a reputation as a consensus builder who favors settlement over confrontation, Lee's nomination is being vigorously opposed by some conservatives, among them Clint Bullock of the Conservative Institute for Justice.
Bill Lan Lee is a liberal activist who has worked very hard over the years to pursue racial preferences and forced busing, and most recently to thwart the will of the people of California who have tried to get rid of racial preferences. We think his views are anti-democratic and they're outside the mainstream of the civil rights consensus in this country.
But many of the people who've litigated against Lee do not see him that way. Andrew Peterson is a lawyer who's represented employers accused of discrimination, and he says Lee has always been willing to work out pragmatic solutions to difficult problems.
When you defend corporations, you run into all sorts of plaintiffs' counsel, and you appreciate plaintiffs' counsel who are knowledgeable and who are competent and who are civil in the way they pursue their litigation.
And reasonable in his objectives or not reasonable?
I think that in the three cases in which I negotiated consent decrees with Bill, he was reasonable in the ultimate resolution of the issues that were on the table.
Another Lee supporter is the Republican mayor of Los Angeles, Richard Reardon, who was sued by Lee and the Legal Defense Fund for providing better bus service to the suburbs than to poor inner-city neighborhoods. The city of Los Angeles ended up settling out of court and agreeing to a variety of changes. As Mayor Reardon noted in a letter to the White House this year, quote, "The work of my opponents rarely evokes my praise, but the negotiations could not have concluded successfully without Mr. Lee's practical leadership and expertise," close quote. It is support like that that makes Lee's prospects for confirmation pretty good, but his conservative critics want the Republican-controlled Judiciary Committee to be aggressive at today's hearing. Again, Clint Bullock.
I hope that they will demand concrete assurances that there will be only extreme and unusual circumstances, if ever, that Mr. Lee would pursue racial preferences. But his assault and the administration's assault on the California Civil Rights Initiative raises some very, very serious concerns. This is the one and only opportunity that the Senate Judiciary Committee will be able to influence the course of civil rights policies in this administration.
And that, of course, is the difficulty for Republicans. The job of Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights is an executive branch job, and the president's position is in favor of affirmative action and opposed to the California initiative that bans it across the board. Even if Lee is not confirmed, the administration's position is not likely to change unless it's forced to by court ruling. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.